Gotham is on a knife edge.
But I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for another episode review. Alongside of me, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hi, Mike. Nothing much. I missed you this morning.
I know you missed me this morning because y'all did Sleepy Hollow, you and Ella.
Yes, we did.
And by the way, the Sleepy Hollow episode was dope.
No, it wasn't.
Okay,
anyways, moving on.
So let's talk. We're getting together tonight. Tonight's a live show. If you're tuning in tonight, I've sent out tweets through my Twitter account, Mike the Movie Guy. Amy, I don't know if you've...
I've sent out tweets through the VRO and Amy VRO.
Cool. So if you're tuning in and you're listening on your computer, make sure you sign in on the top. That way you can join the conversation. There's a chat room at the bottom, and you'll see myself and Amy in there. If you don't want to go in the chat room and you just want to listen, that's cool. After the show, there is a place underneath the show descriptions where you can actually leave a comment through your Facebook page and everything else. Also, big shout outs to 8779. I don't know who that is, but they just came into our chat room. Welcome to the show. Tonight is Gotham. Gotham aired, Monday night on Fox. It was the episode called The Balloon Man. And basically the premise of the story was there's a vigilante going around Gotham killing crooked people by somehow at the time, when we watch, we find out, he handcuffs them to a weather balloon. And I actually was going to do some research because I was like, can a weather balloon really pick up a person?
That's what I was wondering too. Can that? Let's try it.
Go ahead and let's
try it on you.
No. Why don't you look online and just type in amount of weight that a weather balloon can do it. But yeah, no. So I was trying to figure out if that's possible. So while all this vigilante's going around getting corrupted people and throwing them up in the air, Gordon and, of course, Bullock has to get on the case and try to figure out who and why they're doing this. And then, of course, some of the story revolves around the Penguin. He comes back to Gotham. He just can't stay away. So, Amy.
Yes?
I have to ask you.
I know you have to ask me. You're not going to like my answer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So the fans and I are going to take five steps back, and we're going to ask you, what did you think of this episode?
Next week's going to be better.
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
I don't know what it is. I guess it's the third episode of every season this year that I'm watching.
I
don't know. It got boring.
Maybe it's just you.
Maybe it's because I'm not really – I don't care about the Penguin.
Whoa.
I want to see more Kat in her storyline.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I was standing right next to you, I would put some powder in my hand and flap you in the face. How can you say that? The Penguin is, like, honestly – one of the best characters.
I know, and I love him.
No, you're lying. You're lying.
I really do.
Don't pedal back.
I'm happy he's back. But this episode, I don't know. There's something about it that I couldn't stand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so let's...
But I did watch it three times.
For someone that says they didn't like it.
No.
Either maybe you were just confused.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe you just didn't know how balloons rose in the air.
Maybe.
I was joking, but you're saying that. Okay, so check this out. Some of the best scenes, I think, for me. I wrote down my notes, and I will throw them out there to the Gotham fans. And of course, AB, I want you to tell me if you agree or disagree. It was good to see little mini Catwoman back. Even though it was for a brief time, she comes back and actually shows Gordon that she was there when the Waynes got killed. So that's a good thing, right?
Yeah. That's one thing that I really liked about this episode is that, you know, Kat and Gordon, they're intertwined, like, together. They're acting together. I really liked that. I liked how she got out of the handcuffs.
Yes, she's a sneaky little girl. I like her. And I was hoping to get more because I am a big fan of Little Mini Catwoman, but it's cool. I just got a sprinkle, and I'm fine with that because I like everybody. Believe it or not, I even like, you know, I like, you know, Jada Pinkett Smith. which I said that the past two recap shows that we've done, that I was very surprised because I just wasn't sure if I was going to like her. I liked old Jada Pinkett, but I like everybody, even the crooks, the bad guys. Everybody in this show, I'm liking. Even the Dons in the show too, as well. Everybody brings something to Gotham, and that's what I like about it.
Yeah. Real quick, Mike.
Yes. Yes.
170 pounds, according to this Yahoo answer.
So if you weigh 170 pounds, you can be lifted by a weather balloon.
Yeah.
So some of those dudes are more than 170 pounds.
Yeah. Movie magic.
There you go. All right. So let's see here. Another thing here. Some of the stuff that I really, 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 really liked. The Penguin kills the dude. And
just for his shoes.
No.
No, not that dude. He killed the first guy.
Obviously.
I mean, you don't want somebody to run and tell that you're in town when you're hiding.
But you know what? The crazy thing
is, I would have done it too.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is that I'm still trying to figure out Penguin is because, of course, I don't know if we have seen or haven't seen who the Joker is. If the Joker is going to be in there, he's got to be in there. Of course, we've gotten a dash of the Riddler. The Penguin, I don't remember him from, and I could be wrong. And we've said this before. I'm not talking about comics because I don't really keep up with the Batman comics and everything else and all the different villains. But I don't remember the Penguin being this diabolical and ruthless. You know, it was always the Joker for me. You know, that was the one that was the murderous one. But the Penguin does not hesitate. If he needs something and you got it, he's gonna cut and kill you for everything.
That is true. That is true. So obviously he killed that young boy whose parents thought he was joking.
Yeah, he's probably dead in the
given.
He paid a couple of months' rent in that little so that, I don't think that other dude's not going to even go to his little mobile home until he starts smelling something. So I'm pretty sure that dude's dead. But yeah, the Penguin comes and he kills that guy. And then I love how he goes and gets his $100 bill and goes in and has a tuna fish sandwich.
Yeah. I was happy you caught that. I was like, I wonder if Mike catches that he asked for a tuna fish.
Of course I caught that. The second person he kills for the shoes, you know? Is necessity.
And when he looked down at the shoes and smiled, I knew that guy was gonna die.
You're like, you're gonna be dead, dude. But I wonder if he gave him if the Penguin would give him a chance to like give me the shoes or I'm gonna no, he probably would just
no,
he, come behind
no.
him and kill him.
He's not gonna give him a chance. Why? Why would he?
True that. One of my favorite parts, and I think I'm liking each scene all the time, and I'm cool with this because I like the show, but I really like the interaction between Bruce Wayne and Alfred. Even though we don't see a lot going on with them because, of course, they never leave. It seems like so far they've never left the house. And, of course, I get it. Bruce is still dealing with his death of his parents and everything else, but I don't know.
Alfred's just trying to get him to eat and to interact and stuff like that. Like they were sword fighting with Kane.
Exactly. No, but I like both little actors, you know. Okay, so.
Okay, there you are. I couldn't hear you.
You couldn't hear me?
No.
That's weird.
Sorry, guys. We had some some technical difficulties in my earphones.
Okay. Well, maybe
so if you
did.
If you asked me a question.
No, I didn't ask you a question. I said I was about to get to something now. Gordon and Bullock. And they get kind of heated in the middle of the episode where kind of Bullock is getting kind of pissed off that Gordon keeps wanting to be this super detective, goody-goody righteous kind of guy. And they kind of get kind of close to each other. So it seems like almost the relationship is kind of getting on the rocks a little bit. Do you think that's going to be a problem in the episodes to come because it's obvious that you got good cop, bad cop. Okay,
yeah.
Like the real
I don't think it's gonna get in the way, but I think Harvey's gonna have James's back all the time, and I think James is gonna have Harvey's back.
So you think that
because in this episode, if he really wanted, you know, his partner gone, if he wanted Gordon gone, he wouldn't have shot the balloon down.
That's true.
He would have just kept the balloon going.
But
so.
I agree. I think they.
I think they're having them around now.
I think they kind of need each other. Mm-hmm. You know, Gordon has his own way of doing things and making it work. And, of course, it's obvious. I mean, in this episode where you see you know, Bullock say, you know what, let's go get some information and let's do this. And as we all watch him talking to the prostitutes and talking to different people, I mean, he knows the city. He might be a little rough around the edges, you could say.
Yeah.
I don't think he's that dirty of a cop, but he is kind of dirty. I guess because I like him. I don't want him to be totally, totally, totally bad because he has partners with Gordon, you know? So it's always like you got – like if I was homies with Gordon, I'd be like, keep one eye open when you're sleeping because you just don't know if you can trust Bullock 100%.
Oh, yeah. He's got Harvey coming out of germ. Now he's got Barbara's ex-girlfriend.
Oh, the chick.
Yeah, like going after him too.
Oh, I thought you meant going after Barbara.
Well, she's going after Barbara, plus she's going after him.
Dude, did you see? Man, that got pretty hot and heavy. I thought Barbara was going to kiss the lesbian detective when she got all close in her face.
Hello, she's got James Gordon. Why would she?
I'm just saying. You know, you never. It kind of looked. There were a little static, little sparks between them. And I think the lesbian detective thought that it was going to happen. And that's when she kissed. And Barbara's like, get out of my house.
Yeah, it's true.
So that wasn't.
So what do you think? I mean, so she went to Barbara and said, you know, Gordon killed the penguin. And then we see at the end, standing at her front door.
Which is awesome because. Which is awesome and then crazy at the same time, because it's awesome because it's a validation for Barbara to fucking finally say, my lesbian ex-lover is bat crazy stalker.
Yeah.
Because it's obvious she was saying that, you know, he was dead, and then here comes the penguin, which my mouth dropped open. I did not even – I mean, I expected to, like, see penguin, like, in around the corner and be like, what did I tell you not to come here? But the penguin goes to his girlfriend's house, her apartment, and knocks on the door. And says, hello, good friend. So.
Yeah. And, I mean, what do you think about Fish telling the detectives that Gordon killed, killed the penguin?
See, I'm trying to figure out with Fish, though, you know, because, shout out to the guest 9030 for coming into the chat room. But I don't know about Fish anymore because I really thought that she was really tough. But to me, the more episodes I watch of Fish, it seems like she's all talk. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, she will kill you in a heartbeat if you make her mad. But, like, it's like when we used to watch – what was the show that we watched, you and I? Was it you and I? I don't know if it was Jesus or – it was a show we watched, and their facial expressions always gave something away.
Yeah.
What show was it?
That was gang-related.
Okay, gang-related. Okay, Ryan's facial expressions.
Yeah.
Fish has the same facial expressions because – like when Falcone goes over there and starts talking to her, she's always – next time just watch her facial expressions when she's caught in something, it's obvious. Like I'd be like – if I was with Don Falcone, I'd be like, dude, the chick is lying. The chick is lying. So I don't know. I haven't really figured it out with her and her telling the special teams, detectives, whatever you want to call it, that Gordon rumorly killed the penguin. And set up Falcone. I think she's moving too fast. I don't think she's thinking it all through.
I think she's a spoiled brat.
Yeah, I think her emotions are getting the best of her.
Yeah, because she goes after his girlfriend.
And she actually got her mugged.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which was freaking stupid. Because do you think Don Falcone knows that she's lying?
Obviously, he's a smart man. He's been around longer.
Yes.
And then she had her lover killed.
Yes, I'm telling you, she reacts on emotions, and I think that's going to be her downfall.
Yeah.
Because I think when Don Falcone was telling her about the mugging, and I think she does it, she performs it over the top too much. Like, really? Let me know, and I hope that you know. And as soon as he said, you know what, we're gonna find the person who did it, and we're gonna kill him and anybody else that's involved. Her facial expression right there, I was like, dude, Fish, he knows you're lying. Totally knows you're lying.
Yeah.
See what else. I thought it was freaking hilarious. I loved, I'm trying to think, was this my favorite part? Besides the penguin killing people, I really like, but it was, no, this probably has to be my favorite part. When, Gordon and Bullock go to the house to go, to question that guy, and that black chick opens the door, and then she starts beating the shit out of Bullock.
Yes.
I'm talking about whooping his ass. And Gordon's he's handcuffing, and he is just getting thrown around by a ragdoll. Finally, when Gordon stops her, Bullock just cocks back and punches the shit out of her.
This is so funny. I would have dropped the TV, but I would have dropped it on his head.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where it was going. It was going to go on Bull's head.
Yeah.
Dude.
That was one of my favorite parts, too. I really liked that scene.
That was hilarious. Hilarious. Bullock, the dude, I can't remember, what's the guy's name that plays Bullock?
Don.
Come on, you should know this. You said it last time.
Donnell. I have no idea. I think it's Donnell.
Okay, that doesn't sound like a white dude's name. So you're making shit up now.
I'm not making shit up. Go look it up.
You're like Donnell Washington? No, that is not his freaking name. What else? I did like the how Don Marino, Don Maroney. Mentions the Arkham mention. Did you notice that?
Yes, I did.
Arkham Asylum.
And Fish is like, well, I thought you already had that.
I'm telling you. I can't wait. Cannot wait to see what and how they bring Arkham into this. And if it's going to be stuff going on there right now, because apparently it's been closed this whole time.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, has weird stuff been going on in there?
I'm sure weird stuff is already going on.
Yeah, I'm super excited for that. What else? One thing I kind of didn't like too much about this episode, and maybe it's not the episode, but just that I'm very surprised Gordon and Bullock didn't understand, is that I kind of knew already that the balloon man, he handcuffs you, the balloon's going to go up, eventually it's going to come down, and that is a way that you're killing off people. But at the end of the episode, towards almost the end, where they're interviewing that guy, he says, you don't know too much about weather balloons. They go up, then the cold, and then they pretty much pop, and they come down. And I'm thinking to myself, why is Bullock and Gordon surprised about this? Shouldn't they have known? And then right when that happens, the next thing we see, little old lady walking her dog, and bam, guy hits the ground.
Yeah, I mean, if they knew anything about balloons.
Yeah, that
any
kind of
balloon, what goes up must come down.
Exactly. I don't know why they should have said – I don't know. Maybe I'm just being dumb about it, but I think I would have – for me, I would have rather seen that in the beginning. Like, he's killing people, and they go up there, and then they come down, and you don't know where they're going to be at. So you got to stop them before they get too high. Because, I mean,
real quick, idiots that shoot guns up in the air.
The bullets come down. Yeah. Fireworks, if you're listening to the show, people like to shoot guns in the fireworks, and I have to admit they're probably like Mexicans because I'm Mexican and – I know my Mexican people like to shoot guns up in the air. The bullet has come down.
Yeah.
Do not do that.
It's the most dangerous thing you could ever do.
Okay, enough of that. That was a little safety PSA from Amy McCracken. Thank you. Let's see what else. Blah, 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 blah. I'm looking at my notes here. We talked about Don Falcone. I think that's it, really.
That's it. Other than the Bruce and Alfred talking at the very end, where, you know, they were talking about the balloon guy and that he was, you know, trying to get rid of the bad people. But Bruce was like, well, he's a bad guy, too, because he killed.
True.
So that's one little thing. Like, what's going on in Bruce's head?
I think Bruce is trying to figure it out. And I think if you noticed at the very end, like the whole time Bruce is being shown throughout the whole episode, he doesn't want to eat. He's just kind of reading a lot and everything else. And then finally, at the end, when he says you need to eat because you need your strength during these hard times, and then immediately you see Bruce start eating, I think that's Bruce's way of I gotta get strong. I gotta be strong to defeat the bad things. I think Bruce, I don't know about you or the fans that are listening to this podcast. I kind of feel that Bruce already knows what he has to do. Like, he's going to be something to help the city.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gathering. Is
he going to be something now? Like, young Bruce, is he going to – what is he going to do now? Because we already know he turns into Batman.
Right.
But what is he going to do now?
He's probably going to finish school and
– No, like, what is he going to do now to help? Like, is he going to just train? I got a feeling that there's something going to happen and he's going to get involved. And I kind of got a feeling that him and Kat – are going to not get together, but like team up and fight crime together.
Okay.
You'll see. It's going to happen.
Okay.
And you're going to be like, damn, she was right.
Okay. Did you drink anything before tonight's show?
No, I didn't.
All right. Okay. Got it. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want to make you feel... No, I'm sorry, Amy. I don't think that's going to happen. Sorry. I was trying to figure out a way to be like, yeah, that sounds good. I think that'll work.
Fine. Somebody out there agrees with me. And yeah. If they don't, that's perfectly fine, too.
Yeah, I think you're on your own on this one. Sorry. I'm sorry. Let's see what else. I think that's it.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
And then the main focus was the penguin killing everybody and getting back in. And it's obvious... Something happens at the end. I watched the trailer. It's going to be totally chaotic. You definitely see Gordon and Penguin outside, and he's pissed off that he came to the house and even pissed off that he came back to Gotham. It looks like Bruce is going to wants to get more involved in things. It's getting good. I really like this episode. You know, I didn't know how the Blue Man was going to be. I didn't know it was going to be a vigilante killing the Blue Man. I was thinking, okay, it's going to be just a typical Gotham, you know, killer or criminal. But to see that he was a vigilante doing this stuff, it was cool.
Yeah.
I thought, at least. I think every city should have their own vigilante. Have you ever seen Death Wish with Charles Bronson?
No, but would you want to be your city? late at night, you dress up in a towel and go out and save the world, don't you?
That's not a very good costume. Please do me a favor, and there in West Virginia, do not become a superhero.
I'm not in West Virginia.
Okay, got it. So I think that's pretty much it for tonight's recap of Gotham.
Yeah, sounds good to me.
The Balloon Man. Okay, scale 1 to 10. 1 to 10, what'd you give this episode?
7.
7?
7.
Really?
Yeah. You thought I was going to go lower, didn't you?
No, actually, yeah, I actually thought you were going to go lower.
No, I give it a 7. I mean, it was a good episode. It wasn't my favorite as of the first two that we've seen. But, I mean, it was an okay episode.
I would probably have to give it a 9. I was going to give it an 8, but when Bullock punches that chick in the face and knocks her out, that deserves a 9 right there. Loved it.
I can't give it an extra just for that scene.
That was hilarious. I had to rewind it and watch it again. And then I rewound it and watched it in slow-mo.
He got his ass kicked.
She deserved
it.
She deserved it. I'm sorry. And I'm not about punching women. That chick was not a woman. I think she was like on some type of drug because she was throwing him around like a rag doll. And I would be embarrassed too. I'm surprised he didn't kick her in the nuts. Because maybe she had nuts. I don't know. Just saying.
Maybe.
Just saying. I think that's about it. I think we're done.
Yeah.
Cool. People, thanks for tuning in. Thank you, guest 9030. For jumping in and hanging out with us, and guest 8779, who was in and then hung out for a minute and then took off. And when I say a minute, I'm not saying literally a minute, but like they were in there.
They were in there for a good like 15 minutes.
Exactly. So we actually talk Gotham every Tuesday night. It airs on Monday nights on Fox. So thank you for tuning in. If you want to hear some of our past shows, a couple spots you can go to. You can always go to thevro.com. Our show is there, plus other shows are there as well. That's thevro.com. You can also go to my blog, iwatchmike.com. Our stuff is there on the blogs. If you want to go straight to the source, blogtalkradio.com/varietyradioonline. That's where everything is. You can actually subscribe on iTunes there, RSS feed, everything. You can actually see the little menu of just all the shows, upcoming shows, all that good stuff. So make sure you go there and find the stuff is there as well. If you don't want to go to any of those spots and you're just like, Mike, where can I just go? iTunes. Go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online, and bam, we can come to your devices where you don't miss a show at all. Amy McCracken, where can everybody find you on the social media side?
They can find me on Twitter, and that is AmyVRO.
Coolio, and me, Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and I think that's it. Shout-outs to Gotham Addicts on Twitter. They actually have a group on Facebook. So if you're a fan of the show, it's called Gotham Addicts Facebook group. And you can go on there. And there's probably, 521 members. Two of them are new. So the group is growing. If you're a fan of Gotham, go there. And I think that's pretty much it for tonight's show.
Yep.
It was a sweet show. I liked it.
And, I can't wait for next week's.
One more thing. One of my favorite parts, Barbara wearing the blue button-down shirt. Whoever did that casting wardrobe.
Gordon's shirt.
I don't care. I don't know who cares. I don't know whose shirt it was, okay? But it was Barbara's shirt.
She can wear his shirts as long as she wants because that just means he's shirtless.
Yeah, okay, whatever. So kudos to Barbara, and that was awesome wardrobe there. So we'll be back next Tuesday night to talk more of Gotham. We'll have the chat room open, so if you're listening to this show and it's not live anymore, we always have a chat room. And I think maybe we should open up the phone lines next week.
You want to open the phone lines?
Let's just, you know, just for shits and giggles. Let's just, you know, we get somebody like last time. People that are listening to the show, the reason why we haven't opened the phone lines, the last time Amy and I did that, some guy called and called in. Amy said hello. We took him live because we didn't have a screener to screen the calls. And the guy said, "You have a fat ass," and then hung up. I thought he was saying, "I have a PHET fat ass." But apparently this guy thought Amy had a fat ass.
I thought he asked us if we had dicks.
No. Talk about you have a fat ass. And I remember I said, oh, P-H-A-T. Not P-H. Never mind. Either way.
I have a nice ass.
Either way, the reason why is because we just never know what kind of crazies we're going to get. So,
yeah,
but I think,
it's kind of scary.
I think for Gotham it makes sense. Because Gotham is just a crazy show.
What if the Penguin calls in, and then next thing we know, you're murdered, and he asks me to make...
You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself, because if I die now because of some person named Penguin, you're going to be... Everybody's listening, and you're going to be a suspect.
I am, but you know what? They'll go through our tweets, and they'll think that we planned the murder.
Okay, never mind. Okay, we're going to go now. All right, people, thanks for tuning in. Everybody have a great week. Next Tuesday night, we're back with more Gotham. Thanks for all the retweets, the shares, all that good stuff. I didn't write down everybody that did it this week. I will get y'all next week. But that's it for the show. Thank you very much. Amy, go ahead and do whatever you do.
Go watch Sons of Anarchy, because you and I will probably be recapping tomorrow night by ourselves.
All right, I like that. Yes, people, if you watch Sons of Anarchy, Amy and I, maybe Jesus, maybe Amber, I don't
Amber
know.
Amber will not be there. She won't be there this week or next week.
Okay, so Sons of Anarchy, you want to know what's going on, follow us on Twitter, blogtalkradio.com/Variety Radio Online if you're a Suns fan. Okay, we're out of here. Gotham next Tuesday night. Bye-bye.
Gotham is on a knife edge,
but I won't let it fall apart without a fight.
My name's James Gordon. I'm a detective.
My name's Bruce Wayne.
I will find the man who did this.